Today at the state capitol, New York Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah outlined reforms to fight sepsis, a disease he says affects 750,000 Americans annually and kills more people every year than AIDS, prostate cancer, and breast cancer combined.
Given its prevalence and consequences, sepsis is a huge driver of medical costs, accounting for an estimated $17 billion in national health care expenditures every year. Sepsis is a worldwide problem. These numbers give some context about what we are confronting here in New York, based on Department of Health data. It's the number one killer in New York State hospitals. Of 100,000 patients diagnosed with sepsis in 2011, 22,000 died. Severe sepsis diagnoses significantly increased from 2005 to 2011 due to an aging population, an increased prevalence of chronic disease, the spread of antibiotic-resistant organisms, an upsurge in invasive procedures, and broader use of immune-suppressive drugs and chemotherapy.
Shah stresses that early detection is the key to successful treatment. He outlines the new regulations.
All New York hospitals will be required to identify and implement a sepsis recognition and treatment protocol that aligns with proven best practices and has been approved by the Department of Health. Protocols will be required to include, among other things, a process for screening and early recognitions of patients with sepsis, severe sepsis, and septic shock, a process to identify and document individuals appropriate for treatment through severe sepsis protocols, guidelines for treatment including for early delivery of antibiotics, including time goals, and different components applicable to adults and children, depending on what's appropriate. Hospitals can select the protocol that works for them, to provide flexibility to different types of hospitals, and because there's more than one protocol that has been demonstrated to be effective. But selected protocols must be submitted to the Department of Health for approval to make sure that they align with current best practices.
New York's new sepsis-fighting protocol and other tweaks in hospital procedure have been dubbed Rory's Regulations, after 12-year-old Rory Staunton from Queens, who died from sepsis days after he cut his arm playing basketball. Rory's dad, Kieran.
We brought him to his pediatrician. His temperature was 104, the highest ever. The pediatrician sent him to the emergency room, and he was sent home. The next day, his fever continued. He was still throwing up, and later in the day, his skin began turning blue. We went back to the hospital, but by then, things were very grave. He was treated in the ICU, but it was too late. An infection had entered his body, and he died on Sunday, 3 days later. Even though Rory had symptoms of sepsis when we first took him to the hospital, he was not treated for it. And we later learned that he was discharged without our having received a key blood test of the high-level infection in his blood.
The Stauntons learned about their son's blood test results when they got a bill in the mail from the laboratory that handled the procedure. Governor Andrew Cuomo pledged in his State of the State address that New York would set a gold standard for patient care. Dr. Shah promises New York's proposed regulations will protect pediatric patients by requiring, among other things, that hospitals communicate critical test results in plain language to parents before their child is discharged.
The draft regulations will be available on the department's website today and have been forwarded to the state registrar for publication. Once published, that starts a 45-day comment period. At the end of that, and after review and approval by the Public Health and Health Planning Council, we expect these regulations will become final in late April or early May, and that is when hospitals will be required to comply.
The Stauntons say they will continue to advocate for awareness about sepsis. They plan to take their crusade national. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.